With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden has told Asia-Pacific leaders the U.S. is not going anywhere as he looks to build economic ties. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Fresh off his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Biden told business leaders that the U.S. was de-risking and diversifying, but not decoupling from Beijing. But he did not mince words in suggesting the U.S. and friends in the Pacific could offer businesses a better option than China. He also noted that U.S. economies had invested some $50 billion in fellow Asia-Pacific economic cooperation economies in 2023, including in clean energy technologies, aviation, and cybersecurity. I'm Norman Hall.
RSV infections are rising sharply in some parts of the country. Ed Donahue reports.
RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, is a common cause of mild cold-like symptoms. It can be dangerous for the young, infants, and the old. The CDC says RSV cases are nearly filling emergency rooms in Georgia, Texas, and other states. At Cook County Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas, doctors say kids are sicker than they've been in previous years, with more in need of oxygen. The Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Hospital System is in surge mode. The CDC is releasing more doses of a new RSV shot for newborns. It also says virus cases are already peaking in some states and overall are only half as high as they were 1 year ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
Congressman George Santos of New York says he won't run for re-election in 2024 after a scathing House Ethics Committee report on his conduct cited overwhelming evidence of lawbreaking. The ethics panel says it has referred its findings about Santos to the Justice Department. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 45 points, the Nasdaq rose 9. This is SRN News. A look at post-pandemic church going in America.
Lifeway Research has released a study that indicates about 90% of the Protestants who were attending worship in person before the coronavirus shutdowns are back in the pews. Fewer than 1 in 10 churches say their current attendance is less than 50% of what it was before the pandemic. Meanwhile, almost a quarter of them report their typical worship services today have more people than they did in early 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Georgia county wants a federal appeals court to overturn a ruling that it illegally discriminated against a sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. U.S. District Court Judge Mark Treadwell ruled the county's refusal amounted to sex discrimination under the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The judge's order cited the Supreme Court's 2020 decision finding a Michigan funeral home couldn't fire an employee for being transgender. This is SRN News. Markets are cooling off, Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close as momentum stalled following Wall Street's hot first half of November. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Thursday. The Dow slipped 45 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose less than 0.1%. Walmart and Cisco Systems slumped after giving disappointing forecasts. Walmart gave up 8%. Cisco Systems pulled back almost 10%. Oil companies also fell sharply after crude prices dropped to their lowest price since July. Wall Street is still on track for its best month of the year on hopes that the Federal Reserve will soon take it easier on interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
Repairs to Interstate 10 and elevated Los Angeles freeway closed because of an arson fire are moving faster than expected, and the lanes are scheduled to reopen by next Tuesday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.